This show is very explicit. So if you're under the age of, I guess 13 really in America, or 12 in some countries, and I will actually really, if you're under the age of 18, you probably still should not listen to this show. But legally, it's fine. Also, share. Do share this show. And try to share it with a mature audience. Thank you.
Alrighty then. Let's just put this down. We will see what is up. What is up? What it do?
Nobody knows, what viruses are. They be tripping, wearing a mask while driving in the car.
They think they're gonna
kill a virus
when it's not a fucking life.
Viruses aren't alive, bro. It's broken.
It's broken.
Cell.
Cell poop.
viruses.
Viruses are merely DNA or RNA bunched up like a bunch of crap.
Like a bunch of crap. They say viruses mutate a lot, but it's just a bunch of shit stuck together in it. Lots of cells in it.
It makes the sick cells
because it gets sick.
Sicker.
Poo would get sick too if you ate some poo. You would probably vomit and goo after that too.
And you'd probably
then
get
you
sick.
Might die.
Up.
Hey man, I know that if I see somebody eat some poo,
yeah,
I would puke right there.
Right?
I would vomit.
I know.
It's sick. It's disgusting. I'm surprised that they have like those sick ass movies like fucking Human Centipede. Like, can you even play that in the theater without everybody just puking up everywhere?
Sick as fuck.
That's disgusting. Everybody be like Human Centipede, cause you're sick as fuck and ya. Just eat everything up, eat it up, you be eating up the shit from the mainstream media.
Straight to you.
Come down the wire, yeah, come down the wire, yeah. And the wire is the fucking esophagus from mainstream media journalists coming straight
just
from
it.
Propaganda source paid to go and ingest through
to my wallet
other fucking fabricational sources just to get to you.
I mean,
so you
I guess, you know,
too.
Fucking Hollywood CIA bullshit, fucking
bullshit.
Satanic motherfuckers.
Complete
brainwash. Oh, fucking bullshit.
It's all fucking bullshit.
There's never been any evidence to suggest that the evidence exists.
Gaslight the motherfucker. If anybody whistleblows, gaslight them like a narcissist ass motherfucking industry. No matter what industry you be, if you was a pharmacy, then you gaslight anybody that whistleblows. If you was a government official, then you gaslight anybody that fucking snitches.
Yeah, stop.
If you was a cop, then you gaslight the cops. If you was a
gaslight the science
scientist,
Judy Mikovits,
maybe. You might maybe have some morals and some ethics, but hey, you know, there's money too.
Oh, yeah.
If you was just a normal person, you might believe the news, cause that's all you got.
Can't Google search.
Yeah. You're too damn lazy to research shit yourself.
Gaslight.
And if anybody says anything else,
gaslight
then you just gaslight them. You gaslight them. Gaslight them. Don't believe a fucking thing anybody says, and just turn away with your head in the sand like a dumbass ostrich that's trying to fucking choke on the fucking semen of Dr. Fauci and the CDC and the WHO. Suck on their cocks too.
That's what you're doing.
That's like you do, and that's what you do, and that's what you got, and so that's why you're gonna do it.
I just
why
like
are you gonna do that shit?
Why
are you gonna do that shit
that sucks on the
when you got things like 42 U.S. Code 3008A-22.
Look it up.
Look it up.
No, I'm not looking.
Tell
down.
Me what it say.
I'm not gonna look because I already know it's false.
What does it say? Look it
know.
Up. Look it up.
It sounds like
look
a law.
That shit up. What's up, Tyler?
Is that a law?
That's right.
Wait. Wait.
Motherfucking vaccines.
I mean, I guess, you know, fucking Hollywood CIA bullshit. Fucking satanic motherfuckers. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to SAS, Starseeds Angels, Savant Syndrome. And I hope that's the last episode we had on, because it was very, very good. I love that speech. I love the speech JFK did so much that I had to invite him to come back onto the show and be here with us for this episode. So, thank you, John F. Kennedy, for coming.
I appreciate very much your generous invitation to be here tonight.
Things have been pretty crazy. And I know on my end, it's been nuts. You know, I'm sure that you could understand. It must have been pretty hardcore being president. And you know, it's not really that easy being an average citizen right now, especially in media, social media, you know, because essentially we've become the press. And I think the press is a little bit jealous.
You bear heavy responsibilities these days.
Amen to that. I had no idea. I had no idea that being a journalist was so hard. Well, I mean, starting off, how important it was to me to stick by the principles.
And the article I read some time ago reminded me of how particularly heavily the burdens of present-day events bear upon your profession.
Oh, yeah, I already know what you're talking about. You're talking about that Comcast one, right? Yeah. Comcast was rated, get this, worst company in the world, right? What were they trying to charge you for your internet services, right? What was that again?
$5 per installment.
That's not that bad, dude. Like, people got charged like thousands of dollars, man.
The lousiest petty bourgeois cheating.
Out of everything, like, that's what you'd call it?
But those are not my sentiments tonight.
And how, what do you think about, I know that in your time, you had a lot of drama with the press. But what do you think about right now with Trump? What would you call that?
Some may suggest that this would be more naturally worded, the president versus the press. If only this capitalistic had treated him more kindly, history might have been different.
All right, okay. Well, what do you think about this whole censorship thing over the Mikovits film, right? Have you seen it? Like, that's intense, you know? And not just that, then you got the hydroxychloroquine thing. I was just reading an article saying how some of the... it was three governors... They sent a letter to the head of the FDA, Dr. who was it? Stephen Hahn, complaining because of their gaslighting of HCQ and the HCQ regimen, which has been proven and has been used globally and has been having resounding results. Yet in America, we're gaslit. What do you think about that?
I think it is highly beneficial to have some 20 million Americans regularly sit in on these conferences to observe, if I may say so, the incisive, the intelligent, and the courteous qualities displayed. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. This deadly challenge imposes upon our society two requirements of direct concern, both to the press and to the president. Two requirements that may seem almost contradictory in tone, but which must be reconciled and fulfilled if we are to meet this national peril. I refer first to the need for far greater public information, and second, to the need for far greater official secrecy. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. But I do ask, every publisher, every editor, and every newsman in the nation to re-examine his own standards. Then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it.
Well, thank you very much for that. John F. Kennedy, it is great to have you. It is always great to see you. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you, listeners, for stopping by and checking us out. I think I'll have you on some more, JFK. You're a good man. And I like the way you think. You have a very, very clear perspective on things. Well, this has been a very good day for a good amount of us, but not for all of us. Please be considerate in the sense that a lot of people are suffering and a lot of people are being imposed upon by corruption. That's right, and I'm talking about it. And I should talk about it. Because the not talking about it is what allows for it. And everything that is evil, and everything that is narcissistic, and everything that we are up against, naturally, it always has to do with ignorance, or silence, with darkness, with the unseen, or poor communication. So it's important that when things come up, that it's our responsibility to take care of. I like to refer to Genesis. If you look in the Bible, you would see that there was a curse given to the snake. Remember that. He was made to crawl on his belly. And God told him that your offspring will bite at the heels of the woman's offspring, and the woman's offspring would crush at its head. And you know, that's our responsibility, to stomp the snake out when we see it. Otherwise, that snake threatens our family, that snake threatens our community, and that snake threatens our livelihood. Which is why it is your responsibility to not stomp out the snake. To act like it didn't exist. Is to be part of the threat. I've always believed in civic duty and responsibility. When you see something that's wrong, you do something about it. If you don't want to do something about it, you go to somebody else who can or will. And you ask, and you talk about it, and you mention it. To not, well, you would only feel guilty afterwards. That's natural. But it's more easier to empathize with that, and to feel it in the moment rather than later. This way you can take action. See, wisdom comes from two things, and two things only. You cannot get wisdom from a book. You cannot get wisdom from data. You can get it from experience, or you can get it from empathy of experience. This is why it's important to empathize, because you can only understand a thing to the depths that you've uncovered it within yourself. And that's a very, very definitive part of being a mystic. Psychic is of the mind. Mystic is of the heart. It's said that a psychic can read thoughts. And know what you're thinking. While a mystic can sit under a tree, see a leaf fall, and then know the thoughts of the man who walked under that tree a week before. Very mystical, right? I don't know who said that. I've heard it somewhere, but I can never remember where. Oh well. Maybe you could see the leaves fall and tell me later. You're listening to SAS, Starseeds Angels Savant Syndrome, with your host, The Mystic Man. That was Faded Memories by In Blue from their new album, Circles. And actually, he's a good friend of mine, Seth Darling. Awesome guy. Please check it out. Support your artists. Support artists in general. Support me. Please share. Share this episode with your friends. Mature friends, mind you. I do swear a lot, and this show is explicit. But as long as they're over the age of 13, and some countries 12, although I suggest try to keep it over 18, just because, like, you know, I'm pretty explicit here. And so is my music. But I try to share a general rounded, you know, amount of music. If you have any suggestions for music that I could play, I gotta be allowed to play it though. You know, there's gotta be a licensing for it, you know. Or public domain music. Or if you're an artist and you would like me to play some of your music, please contact me. Let me know. I'd love to. I always support artists of all kinds. And I believe that the creativity within us should be cultivated. I believe it's the gift that we have to give to the world. I don't believe that just raw data, raw science is anything that really has ever helped us much. You know, if you look at it, it's always been something that kind of destroyed our humanity. But the creativity, the emotional empathy, that has always brought us forward in humanity. Once again, that was In Blue. New album, Circles. You have been listening to Starseeds, Angels, Savant Syndrome, with your host, the Mystic Man. Uomao ke ea oka aina ikapono. O humanity.